Right now, hidden inside the electrical grid powering your city, solid metal joints are quietly shifting, expanding, and, well, fighting a microscopic battle to keep from melting down. Welcome to today's deep dive.
Yeah, it really sounds like science fiction, I mean, but that intense thermal battle is happening constantly inside, like every major electrical panel and substation.
It's wild. So today we're diving into an engineering text all about those critical connections, specifically bus bars. And if you aren't familiar, a bus bar isn't a wire. It's a thick, solid strip of copper or aluminum that conducts massive amounts of electricity.
Right, you basically bolt them together to pass current along the grid.
Exactly. But the secret to keeping them from destroying themselves is a deceptively simple piece of hardware, the dishwasher, or Belleville washer. Our mission for you today is to uncover how this tiny cone-shaped piece of metal prevents these massive electrical systems from quietly destroying themselves.
Because it's really not what you'd expect.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because standard flat washers, they just spread load, right? But a dishwasher is actually a cone of spring steel that stores elastic energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When you tighten a nut down on it, that cone flattens out, which means it's, you know, actively pushing back against the bolt continuously.
And they need that constant pushback because these bolted bus bar joints, well, they aren't static at all.
Not at all.
As massive amounts of current surge through those thick metal bars, they heat up. And then when demand drops, they cool. It's almost like the joint is breathing, right?
Right.
But if the bolt is steel and the bar is aluminum, aren't they breathing at completely different rates?
Yeah, that's exactly it. What's fascinating here is that this breathing happens at mismatched rates. The aluminum is going to expand more than twice as much as the steel under the exact same temperature change.
Wow, okay. So you've got the bar trying to swell up, but the steel bolt is kind of restricting it.
Right. Which leads to this invisible threat of creep or, you know, stress relaxation. Aluminum will actually undergo creep, which is this slow, permanent deformation under sustained pressure.
Even at room temperature.
Yeah, even at normal room temperatures. The metal literally just flows away from the pressure point.
Wait, so the joint is just quietly relaxing? Like the metal is squishing out of the way and the bolt is losing its grip?
Yes. And every micron of space that joint loses is clamping force that is just gone forever.
Mm.
A normal flat washer just can't compensate for that.
I see.
So this kicks off a self-reinforcing loop. Less clamping pressure means a looser connection.
And a looser connection in electricity means higher electrical resistance, right?
Which generates more heat. That extra heat accelerates the oxidation of the metals, which drops the clamping force even further and, well, creates even more resistance.
Jeez, it's a literal feedback loop.
It is. Eventually, that joint becomes a dangerous hotspot that can melt the entire connection right into slag.
So the spring steel of the dishwasher prevents that by expanding as the metal creeps, keeping the pressure on. But wait, if it's one bolt, why do we need a spring on both sides?
That's a great question.
I mean, why not just use one heavy-duty washer at the nut to handle the whole stack?
Well, think about where the thermal cycling is actually happening. Relaxation occurs at both faces of that metal sandwich, right? Under the bolt head on one side and under the nut on the other.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so if you put a spring at only one end, you're asking it to do more travel than it's designed for. Two washers mean each end independently absorbs its own thermal cycling.
Ah, so you're sharing the load. It's a brilliantly simple design. But here's where it gets really interesting, because all that precise physics is useless if it's installed wrong. How do installers get something as simple as a washer wrong?
Oh, there are three massive field errors the text highlights. The most obvious is orientation. Because it's a cone, the concave cup has to face the connection pad so the rim bites down.
So if you put it upside down, it does nothing.
Right, like an upside-down umbrella. The second error is overcompressing. Installers often just crank down on the wrench until the spring is completely flat.
Oh, which just destroys its travel distance, right?
Exactly. It has no room left to spring back when the metal contracts.
You've essentially just turned it into a normal, useless flat washer.
Yep. And the third error is about surface prep. Aluminum forms an insulating layer of oxide in, like, microseconds when exposed to air.
Wow, that fast.
Yeah. So if an installer skips aggressively brushing that surface to bare metal and applying joint compound, they're basically bolting a layer of insulation directly into a high voltage line.
Which would immediately spark that loop of doom we talked about.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for you? Well, next time you flip a switch, remember that hidden inside the electrical panels are these tiny flexing cones constantly fighting thermal physics just to keep the lights on.
It definitely forces you to rethink things. We just assume our infrastructure is permanent, but it's incredibly dynamic.
It really is. Which leaves you with this thought to kind of chew on. If microscopic, invisible expansion can melt down solid metal joints, what other seemingly static structures in our built environment are secretly shifting, creeping, and fighting to survive right under our noses?